Hello and welcome to this special podcast, Future Me Plan in Action. And I'm really excited to be joined today by Subi Rana. Subi, recent graduate and graduate intern as well. Really lovely to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great. And Subi, can you introduce us yourself and tell us a little bit more about your background and what you studied at MAMMET?
Yeah, so my name's Subi and I was a recent student at MMU. I studied psychology and I've also done an internship with MMU, which started in August and it just finished last November. And I was helping promote the short courses with that and also working on the Future Me plan.
Brilliant. Fantastic. And so today we're just going to have a little chat through Subi's experiences of both being a student and then on a graduate internship and thinking about reflective practice, thinking about Future Me plan. And Subi, first of all, can you tell us a little bit more about why you were attracted to Manchester Met specifically?
Yeah. So when I first came to Manchester, it's because I was meeting my sister. She was in uni then. And it was also around the time I was applying for my university. So it was kind of, I was trying to see the city. And I remember when I saw it just kind of blew me away because I'm from Exeter and it's very different here. The lifestyle is very different. The people are like more quiet. It's more chill environment. But then when I went to Manchester and actually saw like what a major city is like, I was just completely blown away and really saw my future here. And I think one thing that really did pull me towards Manchester is the diversity. While diversity has like improved and grown in Exeter, compared to Manchester, it's still, you know, there's, you don't, as a like person of colour, you don't really feel a sense of belonging. So when I did go to Manchester, I think I kind of just felt like, oh, I was like around people who were like me and it just kind of made it easier to find a sense of belonging. And that's when like it really just pulled me towards Manchester.
Fantastic. And so you studied an undergraduate degree in psychology, is that right?
Yeah.
And how was that? What was your favourite parts of that experience?
So I think it's just meeting people. Obviously, when I was in uni, my first year, it went like how a normal first year should go. Like you meet people, you make friends. But then COVID happened in second year and also affected a little bit of third year. So I don't feel like I got like the complete uni experience. But being at MAMMET, it was just an exciting, like it was just like a kind of exciting adventure because there's so many people, there's so many different backgrounds. And obviously being in a psychology degree, like you could probably tell that I like being around people and getting to know people. And I think I just like the sense of community that Manchester Met has and how it's just so easy to find people like yourself. So I think that really was like, was a very like important part of my degree.
Amazing. And so then when you graduated in the summer last year, so 2023, you then came on board with our team here. So LEAD, Centre for Learning Enhancement, Educational Development and the Careers Employment Service and our Greater Manchester Combined Authority, GMCA, which works here, operates here in Manchester. So across the internal teams and that external team of GMCA, you worked in a graduate internship with us, didn't you?
Yeah.
And how did you find that experience?
Honestly, I, from the very moment I started that internship to the very end, I've loved every single part of it. I remember speaking to you and I was like saying like my background in psychology, and when I first initially saw about this graduate scheme where you can do these internships with MMU, I didn't feel like I could do it because I didn't really think my degree would be relevant to marketing and I thought there'd be other people there who'd know more. But I realized like there are a lot of transferable skills in psychology, and although it may seem that psychology on the surface is not as relevant to things like marketing, it kind of become evident when we consider the influence that like the media exerts when it comes to shaping perceptions or attitudes and behaviors. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I used to create marketing materials to promote our short courses or work on Future Me, like landing pages, I used a lot of psychology. So like the colors, making sure that I correlate with the marketing material. But overall, the internship really has been like a stepping stone for me to carve a pathway for myself into the digital media field. I've not been the type of person who knows for sure what they want to do or what career they want. I know there's a lot of people who like have a dream career and then they work their way to it, but there's a lot of people like me who are still at this very age, like very unsure.
Yeah.
But I knew that what I knew certainly is that I didn't want a career where like it's just boxed into certain rules. Like I want a career where I can be creative and I can allow my imagination to do my job. And that's how I kind of came into marketing, because it's such a creative field. It's a lot of your thinking and how you understand people and how you understand what you need to do to promote things. Mm-hmm. So when I did stumble into this internship, I really saw it as like a growth zone for myself. Like I haven't had any previous marketing experience, whether that's academically or professionally, but it's just been super, like when I left it, I felt super confident that, okay, I now understand, even though it was only for 3 months, I understood so much because there was so much to do. So I think it definitely really did help me gain those relevant skills and the knowledge that I need to progress in this career.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had the privilege of being your line manager on that internship. And I'm not just saying that because you're very kindly coming on this podcast, but genuinely, you were incredible. And the confidence that you developed, yeah. I know you mentioned that already, but just sort of emphasize that, you know, that sort of confidence in those professional and transferable skills was just really, really noticeable. And being able to articulate it so beautifully as you just have, I think says it all. So I mean, one of the things that you were working on when you were in our team was you were working on Future Me plan and the graduate attributes as well. Yeah. And how did you find working on that when also using it, really, if you think you were planning your own career, you were trying to work out your own future and next steps, how did it inform your thinking?
Like firstly, like I think the Future Me plan should really be shared to like all students, because being a student myself, like when you start university, there is this pressure, like you were in school and then suddenly you're studying for a degree that could potentially like be your career, like not necessarily all the time, but at that point in time when you have chosen a degree, that is something that you feel like is going to be your future. And a lot of people are like me, like I said, they don't know exactly what they want to do in life. And what is super, super helpful about the Future Me plan is it's like you're not seeing your future as one big goal that you must achieve. It really allows you to emphasize the smaller steps. And I think that's one of the key things like I've realized in the past year is that to get to your goal, the small steps are just as important. And that plan really allows you to reflect on these little things, because you really sit yourself down and think, okay, I have this goal, how am I going to get there? And then obviously you've got the experience stage of the Future Me plan. So, you know, this could be if you're completing internships or volunteering, which I did. But I think in about the Future Me plan, one of the most important stages, as much as they're all so important, for me personally, the reflect stage is super, super important, because, and this goes out for everyone, but like I think as individuals, we do need to sit down and reflect on how like doing XYZ has helped me, and am I growing from it? Is it going to benefit me in the long term, or am I getting closer to my career because of it? And it just allows you to ask all the right questions. And I also think that it's just the reflect stage also just allows you to pause and just give yourself some credit. Because when I was doing my internship, and I'm one of the people who like, I'll do a lot of things, but I just won't give myself credit for. And then when I really did the reflect stage of the Future Me plan, I saw just how much I've grown from someone who hasn't like created any marketing materials or anything. I've made flyers for MMU. I've worked on websites. And that the reflect stage just really allows you to just give yourself a pat on the back. And, you know, people, especially in this like fast paced world, where being exposed to like so much information about others' life and their success, you can feel like you've not done enough, or like you can feel like, oh, why am I not where they are? And because you're like now trying to focus on trying to get better in your career and trying to do more, you actually miss out on these like present moments and the fact that what you have currently achieved achieved and the experiences that you've completed in the current moment, they are things that like a few months or years back you were hoping to achieve. And it's so, so easy to forget that. So I feel like with the future me plan and the reflect stage, it just allows you to take a step back and just really, you know, see yourself going on the right track. And that's how before, when I would, if I ever did this internship before without knowing about the future me plan, I think I would just come out and be like, okay, I want to achieve more now. But by utilizing this plan, I think I really like being proud of myself for actually, you know, getting into this internship, not having any like experience before, and actually coming out feeling a lot more confident to be able to pursue a career.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Really wise words there. I think that's really helpful, and appreciating the small steps, and that of course those small steps build up, and yeah, taking time to reflect means then you actually get to recognize, hang on, yeah, actually by doing small things but regularly and over time, they build up to these successes. But of course, there've been occasions where things didn't go to plan as well, haven't there, Subi?
Yeah.
And you kind of learnt from those. How did you feel that those elements shaped you as well?
I think I remember when it was one of the posters that I had to do, and I think I had a really bad creative block that time, and I just couldn't, like, I just couldn't do it. And I just remember, like, obviously it was like frustrating for us because it's like, why can't I think of like, you know, what to use, how to make it? But it's also what I learned from there is like, when you are in a creative field like this, it is so important to just kind of take rest and not like pressure yourself so much, because then it will affect your work. You might feel like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, it's fine, I'm not going to rest to get this done. But then you're not able to complete it on time, or it's not done to like the proper standard, then you have to spend a few more weeks on it. Mm-hmm. So I think it just kind of made me like not get like the challenges made me kind of see things as not to get frustrated if it doesn't go right, just kind of step back, reflect, okay, why is it not working, why am I not being able to do it, just slow yourself down, breathe in a little bit, and then do it instead of just trying to get things done. Mm-hmm. I think quality is like much better than just, you know, submitting your work and stuff. So I think that's something that I really learned.
And I remember from that particular occasion as well, where excuse me, when we unpicked it a bit as well, was that situation that happens often with creative tasks, where accidentally you had a vision in your head that was someone else's idea, or you thought it had to be done in that way, and actually once you gave yourself space and you could create it your own way with your own creative ideas, you know, those, they absolutely flew, and we had loads of different suggestions and ideas and different ways of bringing to life the marketing materials. And it's kind of sometimes doing it your way is the best, not trying to emulate what other people do. That's that phrase at the moment, isn't it? It's kind of being authentic to yourself. I know it's a bit of a cheesy one at the moment, but that's the idea, isn't it? And especially when we're learning a new skill or a new craft, it can be easy to think there's only one way of doing something, but of course usually there's multiple ways. And what about the graduate attributes then? Because you spent quite a lot of time looking at those as well and doing some work on those for the team. How have those transferable skills, competencies, attributes, how have they kind of informed your thinking?
I think from this internship, the most important one for me was digital. I have had no experience in like softwares or, you know, creating like posters and stuff. So when I did come into the internship, I remember the first time I used Adobe and I just couldn't do it. And I remember just having to ask Ben, like, how do I do this? How do I do this? But as like the weeks progressed and I also took like initiative on my part to learn myself, just watching videos and in my free time, I've seen that now I'm so much more confident to use stuff like Adobe and Figma. I had never heard of Figma, and like I was able to use that. Yeah. So digital was a skill that I really needed to like get better at. It was something that I didn't really have inside of me, so it really was something that I was really focusing on during this internship. And even now, like after completing the internship, I am still actively like on LinkedIn Learning, just trying to expand my knowledge and just work from there.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Which leads us into the next question about your future plans.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned that I want to do a media and communication degree. And before I started the internship, I had an inkling that, okay, I do want to do it. But this internship was kind of going to solidify that decision for me, if I really saw myself to be in like a digital media kind of field, doing marketing, communications. So after this internship, I was like, okay, like I really do see myself in this field. So I am thinking of doing a media and communication master's degree, and I'm using the skills that I've learned from my marketing internship. And this has really helped me in my application as well, because it gives you relevant skills that I can apply to my master's degree. And then hopefully after my master's, I can, you know, get into a career like in digital media, whether that's marketing, advertising or publishing, things like that.
Fantastic. So let's try and summarize now for anybody listening to this podcast. What is something that you wish you could have told your younger self when we're thinking about this sort of reflective practice? What's the one thing you wish you could have told your younger self?
For me, like, I think the biggest thing for me would be like to step out of your comfort zone. So when I did start university, there was always in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do like journalism, media and communication. And I remember even going to Cardiff University when I was an undergrad, like when I was doing my undergrad, to just see how it was. But there was this sort of fear, and like a fear of failure and being embarrassed that I wasn't going to progress, that made me not do it. And then I just felt like more aligned to do psychology. And now it's 5 years later, and I'm still, there's always been that like lingering like dream that, oh, I should have done it. And I think because at that time I didn't take the initiative to step out my comfort zone, and I was afraid to put myself out there because I had this fear of failure, and I just felt embarrassed that maybe I won't like succeed in it. And I think I would just like say, like, just step out of your comfort zone, because having a fear of failure and being afraid because you're embarrassed, it isn't going to get you anywhere. It's just going to make a longer process, because now I'm going back into doing a media and communication degree. But I mean, I'm taking my psychology degree as like a wealth of knowledge, though, so I'm seeing that as a positive thing. But yeah, you have to take like risks, and you have to say yes to things that will be challenging, because it is in those challenges that you will grow as a person and you really align with your purpose.
Lovely. Yeah, absolutely. Really wise words there. And so do you have, before we close, do you have any final tips or suggestions for anyone listening to this podcast?
Yeah, I think I would just say, being a student, like, it can be pressurizing, and not to overwhelm yourself in the process of your career. And that's why this Future Me plan is so helpful, because it will let you sit down, it will let you breathe a bit, and it will let you just map out your journey and just, you know, see what you need to do to get to your goal. So it's about not putting that much pressure on yourself. Like, things will work out, and really to utilize, me personally, I wish I used more of the university helpful like resources. So with this Future Me plan, I think people should really use it, because it is so helpful, and it just kind of clears your mind and allows you to really navigate through your future.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Subi. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
We wish you all the best for the future and for your applications to do a master's, and we look forward to hearing how life pans out.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Thanks.
Take care.